Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome a special guest, actually her first time here at Conducting Conversations. Vivian Humphrey is here. Welcome, Vivian. Nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
Vivian is representing the Prout School, which is a long-standing institution in our area. For those of you that might not be familiar with it, I want to say a little bit about the Prout School. Start off by, what town is it in?
The Prout School is located in Wakefield.
In Wakefield, mm-hmm. And it's not far, right off the highway, right?
Yes, we're on Route 1.
Route 1.
Tower Hill Road.
And that is what used to be an all-girls school, but isn't any longer. Some of our older listeners might remember it as it's a Rhode Island thing. Where,
yes, you know, exactly.
It's where the Prout Memorial used to be.
Right.
It's now called the Prout School. It's co-ed.
It is a co-ed high school.
And it's been around for about how long?
Over roughly? 50 years.
Over 50 years. Yes. And you, as a teacher there, music teacher or theater teacher?
I'm the theater teacher.
Theater teacher. Have some music background?
Sure. How could you not?
You can whistle, right? All right. How long have you been at the school?
This is actually my sixth year there.
Sixth year.
Yes.
And where were you before that?
Before that, I was in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I founded and ran the Triboro Youth Theater in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Attleboro, okay. Mm-hmm. Attleboro is close enough to Rhode Island, so you're welcome.
So my first year working at Prout, I drove from Attleboro every day. Yes.
Sometimes, you know, if you get too far into Massachusetts, we don't like
those
people.
I understand, but Attleboro was always just over the border.
Yeah.
But I did move to Rhode Island.
So you're here now.
I'm in Coventry, yes.
All right, good. Paying taxes and helping support us.
All exactly.
Right. Now, your background in theater, is that something that you did in school? Were you involved with theater in school?
Absolutely. I am, you know, as active as you can be in your high school theater program, but I also have a BFA degree in theater from the Catholic University of America in D.C.
Oh,
and
that's impressive.
Sure. And I've been doing this forever, yeah.
Excellent. All right. So now, as the theater department at Prout, you probably decide on what the productions are going to be. Is that part of your job?
That is part of my job. One of the more difficult parts of my job, actually.
Always selecting. Do you ever use knowing your students that might be coming back the following year? Do you ever use that as part of what you might think? Like,
absolutely.
This person,
any director who tells you that he or she doesn't keep in mind who might be performing is lying to you.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because I would never choose a play that I couldn't do, like, mm-hmm. right off, you know, like, oh, we can do it. You can leave a couple of holes,
sure.
You know, but especially if you have people that you're really wanting to feature, knowing that they're a senior that year,
right.
Something like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know that's what happened to me when I was in theater at high school. I mean, the music teacher and the theater teacher both got together and said, well, he can handle this, but he can't handle that.
Exactly.
And there was a lot more of he can't handle than he could.
No.
But anyway, so the subject of this year's production is The Secret Garden.
The Secret Garden, yes.
Yes, that's a very popular, what was originally a book, children's book?
It was a children's book written by Frances Hodgson Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised in England, moved to America, spent her teenage years here, and then moved back to England. But this was her biggest hit.
Biggest seller.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it was set to music and so forth as a production about when?
So it premiered on Broadway in 1991. So obviously it had been sort of percolating prior to that. But
right.
That is really when it took off, and it played for
2 years. 1991, so not that long ago, not like Oklahoma or
Music Man or one
of those. So it's it's relatively new.
Yes.
In that era. Okay. And we want to find out a little bit about The Secret Garden, but first off, we want to talk about the production dates, and that's going to be November 16th and 17th, correct?
Correct.
Right at the school.
At the school at 4640 Tower Hill Road at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. both days?
Both nights, yeah.
Okay. All right. And we'll give you more information about that, but I want to give the website right off the bat. So if people want to check it out, what is the site they can go to?
www.theproutschool.org. O-R-G.
Okay, excellent. We'll give you that later in the program also. But right now, I want to get to a piece of music. And what is this going to start off with?
The show starts with a song called Opening, and it's because of where it starts. Most of the play takes place in England, but the play begins in India, so you'll hear influences of that. And so it's setting the scene.
All right, let's listen to that, and then we'll come back.
There's a girl in here.
Do you mean alive?
My name is Mary Lennox. Why has no one come for me? Where's my Aya?
I'm afraid there's no one left, miss.
But where are my mother and father?
I'm sorry, miss.
So, Vivian, not only did we hear the opener, but we heard a couple short pieces, one called Seen India and one There's a Girl. How does that all tie together?
Well, the play is about a young girl, a 10-year-old named Mary Lennox, whose parents are stationed in India, although they were from Great Britain. On the night of a ball, everyone at the place dies from the cholera, except Mary. So There's a Girl says, she's still here. Hmm. Everybody else is gone. They thought she was dead. They were just coming to burn the place down. So that is to introduce her and the fact that nobody cared enough to even check on her. And now she's being taken to England to live with her uncle.
Right. Okay. So that takes care of that part of it. Mm. All right. Let's talk a little bit about, we talked about selecting the production and so forth. You have, how many in this cast? Is this a cast of 2, 3, 5?
We have 35.
35, yes. 35, and you know all the names?
I do. I have to say, you over here. Actually, I do call them by their character names as much as I call them by their real names.
Right. I'm sure that's actually helpful.
Yes.
To keep everybody in the right frame of mind. 35 is a lot of people to manage and to costume, but I presume there are costumes involved since this is a Victorian play.
Yeah. So I have an amazing costume designer, Elaine Colgan, but in this case, she's... supplementing, we are actually having to rent a lot of the costumes. So we're using the costumer from Schenectady, New York. And the kids are very excited to get professional costumes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah,
so, that's even better.
Yes.
That's excellent. And so we have the costumes, and I'm sure there's sets involved also. That construction of that is no easy task.
So I am the theater teacher. One of the classes I teach is technical theater. And in the class, we learn how to and then build everything for the productions. So,
I have that's a whole other segment
I have 50 students working on the scenery on a daily basis and on the props and everything. So, the garden is coming to life right now on stage.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music. Where do we go to in the story at this point?
So, now Mary is living at Misselthwaite Manor in England, and her uncle is a recluse. And the manor is really quiet and scary and dark, and she's told to stay in her room. But at night, she hears someone crying all of the time, and she wants to know who is making that noise. So this song is called I Heard Someone Crying.
Alone.
Well, let's see. We've talked about some of the people in the cast as far as the number is concerned. We've talked about the costuming and the scenery. But another important part, obviously, is the music. And,
yes.
Do you handle the music yourself?
I do not. I direct the show and I produce it. But my music director, Kyla Madonna Kenny, teaches the kids all of the music and the harmony. This show, the music was written by Lucy Simon. Lucy Simon is Carly Simon's sister. And way back when, Carly, Lucy, and another sister were part of the Simon sisters. And a lot of what they were known for were tight harmony.
Right.
And so a lot of this music has that. And it is brilliant music.
Excellent. Yes. All right. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
It's going to be on November 16th and 17th, coming up in a couple weeks. And let's get to the next piece of music in the production before we take a break.
Sure. This next song I want you to play is called A Girl in the Valley. Her uncle, Archibald Craven, is a recluse now, but 10 years ago he was married to this woman named Lily, Mary's aunt, and she died in childbirth. The boy that Mary hears crying is Colin, and he is an invalid and kept shut away. But the uncle is lost in his memories, and so he sings The Girl in the Valley about when he first met Lily.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Oatcakes and cream, sweet plums in a jar.
And every day to my garden, this man, who might he be, came bearing baskets of roses for he
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Vivian Humphrey, the director of The Secret Garden, which is going to be performed at the Prout School on November 16th and 17th at 7 o'clock. And Vivian, one of the things that we've been discussing is all the music, of course, and the fact that you have a music director and you've been designing the sets and having people work on that. Now, this must take, I'm sure this fills up your year as far as a project is concerned to put on a production this size, right?
Well, no, of course not.
No, of course not.
With this, I spend most of my summer getting all of the productions sort of ready, but the school puts on three different productions a year.
3 productions a year. Wow,
yes.
That's a major undertaking. So is this the first of the 3?
So this is our first musical of the year, and we'll do another musical in the spring, and we're going to do Rodgers and Hammerstein's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, South Pacific.
Oh, I got to wash that man right out of my hair.
That's right. And in the winter, in February, we are going to be doing 2 1-X, featuring underclassmen in one and upperclassmen in another. So people who don't like to sing, that's their show.
All right. Well, that's an amazing achievement, and it keeps you busy, I'm
keeps
sure.
Keeps me busy, yes.
All right. Let's get back to The Secret Garden, which is this production.
Yes.
And tell us where we go to next in the storyline.
So Mary, being pretty much alone at the manor, is walking around and has heard that there is a garden that has been locked away and no one could go in because it was her Aunt Lily's. And out of anger, Archie locked it and hid the key. So she is wandering around, and she befriends a robin. And the robin is actually the first friend this young girl has ever made. And the robin is kind of trying to tell her, come into this garden, come into this garden. And so she sings, show me the key.
I'm a girl.
She is a lass.
As took a greatly fancy to thee. Dost thou fear?
Thou must not fear.
She's took thee on for lack to vex thee. Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She knows farewell, she must not fret thee.
Can her show me?
Fair better to know her.
Show me the key.
Show her the key. She's a lass, and now her fright is needs a spot where she can rest in.
I'm unset where I'll not be, so thinking thoughts, so feel a guest in.
Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She'd fair be watching for the spring.
I'll not be climbing up, I'll only be calling good morning, and fellow I'll sing.
Well done, Mary.
I'll only walk around as like to see it for myself. If thou canst allow me visit, I'll speak low into thyself. Thou'll not be bothered night and day by wenches racing round. I'll but seem a silent dream, standing on the secret ground. I'd but smell the growing things, count the roses gainst the wall. Hear thy babes when first they peck, stretch my hands if they should fall. Or if thou likest, I'll bring thee seeds or worms all in a mound. For if thou'll have me for a friend, thou'll be the first I found. I'm a lass,
not trusty lass,
that took a greatly fancy to thee. Can her show me?
Hey, well, dost thou know her?
Show me the key.
Show her the key. Well, I'm off then.
Where are you going?
Oh, I can't say, but I'll see thee tomorrow, sure enough. And if you need me before then, well, now that you and Robin is talking, he always knows where I am.
But can't you help me look for the key?
Oh, but that's why I'm leaving, Mary. A body can't find a thing in a crowd.
All right, then. Bye.
And you'll be here to see it. Stand and breathe it all the day. Stoop and feel it. Stop and hear it. Spring, I
So now I want to show you that I'm paying attention, because you did mention an Aunt Lily.
Yes.
And this next song is called Lily's Eyes. So
yes.
I'm guessing there's a connection there.
There is. So this is probably the most famous number in the show. If anybody knows just a little bit about Secret Garden, this would be what they know. This is sung, you'll hear two men singing. One is Archie, and one is Archie's brother, Neville. Archie, by the way, is Mandy Patinkin on the album that you'll hear.
He's going to be at the Proud School?
Yeah, we wish. he's a little busy doing Homeland or something. Right. Yeah, but anyway.
Well, maybe you can get Mark to come down.
Archie talks about how Mary reminds him because she has the same eyes as Lily. And then through this duet, which they're not actually singing together, they're in separate thoughts, we discover that Neville Craven, Dr. Craven, was also in love with Lily. And her dying left a massive hole in his life, too.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again. Standing, waiting, I think of her, I think of her.
Strange this marriage, she leaves the room yet remains. She lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her. I think of her.
From death she casts her spell. All night we hear her sighs. And now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes? In Lily's eyes a castle, this house seemed to be. And I the bravest knight became. My lady fair was she.
Never knew I longed to hold her close, to live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I long for the day she'd turn and see me standing there, when God had let her stay. She has her eyes.
She has Lily's hazel eyes. The eyes that saw me happy long ago. How can I now forget that once I heard it to be in love alive and whole.
Vivian, we have the chance to fit in one more piece of music before we take our next break. What do you have for us?
So this is a song called Race You to the Top of the Morning, and it is sung by Archie to his son, Colin, whom he only visits at night while Colin's asleep, because his brother, the doctor, has told him that it's too upsetting to Colin to be seen. So Archie goes to visit him, and he sings. This is sort of a fable, but it's also about them.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break. When we come back, we'll listen more about the Secret Garden.
Now let's see, Colin. When we left off last night, the hideous dragon had carried the maid to his cave by moonlight. He gnashed his teeth, breathed his fire. The earth quaked and we trembled in fear. I said,
someone must save this sweet raven-haired maiden, though surely the cost will be steep. So we lads all drew lots, our insides tied in knots, and I won, and the rest went to sleep. So I picked up my staff and I followed the trail of his smoke to the mouth of the cave. And I bid him come out, yea, forsooth I did shout, ye fool dragon, be gone or behave. And then under my breath I uttered a charm, said to make the worst fiend become kind. Knaves and knights of dire plights now diminish his sights. And it worked, and the dragon went blind. And he charged off the cliff, howling mad, and he died, and the maiden accepted my ring. And then you came along, and were brave, bold, and strong, and in thanks every night now I sing. Race you to the top of the morning, come sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you, I love you, my boy, at my side. Now another foul dragon's appeared, I must leave you. He's scorching our land with his breath. From his lair this one taunts me, he dares me, he haunts me. Once again we must fight to the death. Would to God I could stay and instead slay your dragon, this beast who sits hunched on your back. Would God I could wrench him away from your bed, or cut off or tear off his terrible head. Could breathe out my fire on him till he was dead, or beg him to spare you and take me instead. I must leave you in care of my brother, the wizard who lives on the hill, who has promised his art will soon pierce through the heart of this dragon that's keeping you ill. And I know that your mother, God bless her, would want you to do as he says and grow strong. And you know that as soon as I can I'll return. So be brave, son, and know that I long to race you to the top of the morn. Come, sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you, I love you.
The Secret Garden at the Prout School is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Vivian Humphrey, the director and theater teacher at the Prout School. The production is going to take place November 16th and 17th at 7 o'clock. And Vivian, if they'd like to buy tickets, they can do so by going to the website, correct?
Yes. You can reserve your seats right online at www.theproutschool.org.
Prout School is P-R-O-U-T.
Correct.
Theproutschool.org. All right. And we've been talking about the production, listening to some music from it. And we have a few pieces of music left to go. So let's, where are we going to pick it up now?
Well, now this song introduces you to a character named Dickon. And Dickon is a Yorkshire lad, kind of at home on the moors, and makes friends with all the animals and can gentle wild things. Well, Mary was brought there sort of as a wild thing herself. So he's kind of easing her into, you know, the life there. But once she discovers the garden, and she's very depressed because it's all dead. Well, it's winter, and she doesn't understand, having grown up in India, that, no, it's all going to come back to life. And she said, well, how can you tell? And he says, well, I can tell if a thing is wick, because wick means alive.
Yay, up! Hello there, Mary.
Yay, up, hello there.
And why are you in such a bad temper?
The garden is dead, Dickon. It's the most forgotten place I've ever seen, with loose grey branches and dead roots and leaves all tangled up on the ground.
Now, did you take a real close look at anything? Mary, the strongest roses will fair thrive on being neglected if the soil is rich enough.
You mean it might be alive? But how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if a thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard Ben say wick.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Now maybe not a life like you and me, but somewhere there's a single streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean. When a thing is wick, it has a light around it. Maybe not a light that you can see, but hiding down below, sparks asleep inside it, waiting for the right time to be seen. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can fall. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. On my day, on a warm rain, on a slow drop of coming up.
About it and comes to work each day like you and me. Will it grow?
It will.
Then have no doubt about it. We'll have the grandest garden ever seen. Oh, Dickon, I want it all to be wick. Would you come and look at it with me?
I'll come every day, rain or shine, if you want me. All that garden needs is for us to come wake it up.
Dickon, we save the garden, then Uncle Archie takes it back. Or Colin wants it.
What a miracle that would be, getting a poor crippled boy out to see his mother's garden.
Give a living thing a little chance to grow. That's how you will know if she is wick, she'll grow. So grow to greet the morning, leave the ground below. When a thing is wick, it has a will to grow.
Come a mild day, come a warm rain, come a snowdrop a-coming up. Come a lily, come a lilac, come to call in all the rest to come.
Call in all of us to come, call in all the world to come.
For somewhere there's a single streak of green below, and all through the darkest nighttime, it's waiting for the right time when a thing is big. It will grow.
During that last piece of music, Vivian, we discussed the fact that you do accept donations because the Proud School's a nonprofit, right?
Absolutely. And putting on productions and putting on anything is very expensive. And we want to give the students as much of a professional production as they can to experience. So yes, we definitely accept donations.
And particularly the theater department. You can donate to that by going online?
Yeah, well, you can. When you buy tickets, there's a spot for donations.
Okay, so yep. If the ticket costs, you know, $50, you can...
The ticket costs $15 for adults and $10 for students and senior citizens.
$15 for adults, $10 yep. for seniors and students. Wow,
correct.
that's you're going to need a lot of donations to help
exactly.
out. So if you can support the Proud School by first off, attending this event. That would be great.
We'd love
but,
that.
But maybe throw a little extra in when you buy your ticket. That would be helpful.
Yes.
And you also have, you're saving some money because you did not get a choreographer from Broadway.
No, we did not.
You did not.
I try to give students as much opportunities as possible. So I have a student choreographer. This is her first time with me because last year's graduated. But Kate Conforti is our student choreographer, and she's specifically focusing on a group of dancers because Prout has danced even as a class. We have a full-time dance teacher as well. So we have great dancers at the school. And so the task I gave Kate was I want the dancers to represent the garden. So they are the flowers. They are the, you know, so there's a lot of that movement. Very lyrical. She's done a great job.
All right. Let's get to the next piece of music called Hold On.
Hold On is sung by Martha. Martha is actually Dickens' sister, but she's also Mary's maid in the house. But she and Dickens, and by extension their mother, create sort of a family for Mary and give her the faith in herself and show her what love is. But at this point, Dr. Craven feels that Mary is causing Colin grief and trouble, and he wants her sent away. So so Martha says, "Hold on, you can wait, get through this storm."
I think you were just what Colin needed. What you've got to do is finish what you've begun. I don't know just how, but it's not over till you've won. When you see the storm is coming, see the lightning part the skies, it's too late to run. There's terror in your eyes. What you do then is remember this old thing you heard me say. It's the storm, not you, that's bound to blow away. Hold on to someone standing by. Hold on, don't even ask how long or why. Child, hold on to what you know is true. Hold on till you get through. Child, oh child, hold on. When you feel your heart is pounding, fear of devil's at your door. There's no place to hide, you're frozen to the floor. What you do then is you force yourself to wake up and just say, it's this dream, not me, that's bound to go away. Up above or down below, or just come flying at you from across the room. When you see a man who's raging and is jealous and he fears that you've walked through walls he's hid behind for years, what you do then is you tell yourself to wait it out and to say, it's the stand.
Vivian, we've had a chance to go through a lot of music and get a lot of information about the Prout School, and particularly about The Secret Garden, mm-hmm. which is going to be performed on November 16th and 17th at 7 o'clock at the school. And yes. You can get tickets online by going to theproutschool.org.
Correct.
And help out the school, not only with your attendance, but maybe a little financial contribution would be good, too.
Most always, appreciated, yes.
That's always helpful. I want to thank you for coming in tonight. It's been great to meet you and have this opportunity with you. And I'd love you to come back, and maybe we can talk about South Pacific when it's time for that.
That'd be great.
And, you know, we'll whistle a few tunes together.
Yes.
We have one more for this show, and tell us what this last piece is going to be.
This one is called How Could I Ever Know, and it's sung by Lily, the ghost. I haven't mentioned, by the way, that there are a lot of ghosts in the play.
A lot of ghosts.
And
we need some surprises for people.
So
we can't tell
her
everything.
Spirit comes to Archie and said, I didn't mean to leave you, but you've got a job to do. Come back to the garden, see our son, and create the family.
We will listen to that. And Vivian, once again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
How could I know I would have to leave you? How could I know I would hurt you so? You were the one I was born to love.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.